Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Continue to talk about paradigm shifts with Bill Rischel in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the Pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated. Ooh. And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100CA1.
We continue to hear from Bill Rischel, legendary Angus breeder, about what he considers to be paradigm shifts in the beef cattle business. From performance records to box beef trade to certified Angus beef to the dollar hit beef checkoff. Bill Rischel saying there's a lot of great things that have happened that make the beef industry what it is today. But he says the sixth paradigm shift, truly a game changer.
My sixth paradigm shift is an advanced extension of the early days of performance records. This one, I think, deserves its very own place in history of beef cattle genetic evaluation. It's the creation of expected progeny differences, or EPDs. The very first EPDs in the breed that I am familiar with were made available in the breed that I work with in 1988. We had some things like estimated breeding values prior to that. But EPDs represented one of the more advanced genetic tools in our industry. They gave us the ability to remove environmental differences and compare individuals based on their true genetic variants.
And Bill Rischel says that his seventh and most recent paradigm shift, genomic EPDs.
I believe that the speed of development and adaptation of genomics in our industry as a tool for genetic improvement was unprecedented in my lifetime in this business. I also believe that we have just begun to scratch the surface of the many ways that we will use genomic information to improve beef cattle production as we proceed into the next 20 years of our industry.
And with that said, it's time to look forward out to the year 2040.
20 years from today, we may look back and proclaim the greatest paradigm shift was our ability to accept change and move from an industry that has been primarily a production-oriented business to one that is focused on not only providing a great product to consumers, but connects with consumers in a way that they also appreciate and understand what we do is regenerative and sustainable. I think going forward, we all need to expand our participation in how we make our industry more sustainable so we can maintain its viability and provide a solid financial foundation by which our enterprises can be successfully transitioned to the next generation.
And Bill Rischel says over the next couple of decades, we're going to be astonished at what we learn about the bovine critter because of genomics.
I believe the speed of development and adaptation of genomics in our industry as a tool for genetic improvement is unprecedented. I have no doubt that genomics is destined to play a much larger role. In addition to creating higher accuracies for traits we currently measure, I believe genomics can have a major impact on understanding the microbiome of the beef animal and assist us in genetic selection for a more powerful bovine immune system. Scientists have already identified unique differences in the rumen microflora of cattle, and to what potential benefits these studies might lead to, time will tell. This is especially more important as our industry is facing the challenge of losing vital antibiotic protocols and perhaps figuring out how we might address issues like liver abscesses. While we're on the subject of genomics, I believe we are in the very early stages of what I would call specification feeder cattle with a genomic predictive blueprint. I actually believe some feedlots would definitely consider higher price evaluations for certain genomic profiles in feeder cattle for health, feedlot performance, and carcass merit. Because feed efficiency is already creating talk, and some very astute cattlemen are pursuing it, I believe sooner rather than later we will see a major push for utilizing measurable differences in feed efficiency in our selection process. When you look at the cost of production and a sustainable high-quality grain-fed beef industry, feed efficiencies among optimal performing animals is one of the things we should and will capture. It is also possible that feed efficiency at the cow herd level could have a major impact on cow production costs. It would be a tremendous win for our industry if we could determine that feedlot efficiency and range cow efficiency are consistently highly correlated and measurable.
Lifelong Angus breeder Bill Rischel, looking ahead to the next 20 years in our beef business. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st. 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.